Triple Play Thursday, everybody. Triple Play Thursday. Not surprised here, Dan, at the requests that have been flying in. Lou, Scott, Patrick, several area code texters have requested the Jay Giles Band. If you've not heard, Jay Giles, a guitarist and the namesake of that band, passed away. He was 71 years old. And so the first of our Triple Play Thursday is for Jay Giles Band. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studios, seventh floor of the Trib Tower. We're going to play another round of Would Esmeralda Buy That? For God's sake. We'll play that a little bit later on. But right now, today is April 13th, 2017. And 25 years ago today was the Great Chicago Flood. If you don't remember it, I was talking to Esmeralda off the air about it. She was nine, doesn't really remember it. Dan, do you remember?
I remember it because my dad did work downtown at the time and bought this shirt that said, "I survived the great Loop Flood."
Yeah.
That I was obsessed with. It was, you know, one of those cartoon character drawings of all the buildings and the whirlpool and things like that.
Yeah.
And, like, I forced him to give it to me because I was so, like, this is the coolest. You know, I was 11, so I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
I remember when we survived, you know, they also sold T-shirts, Dan, in the Blizzard of 79. That we all survived. It was January of 79, Blizzard of 79. And I had a T-shirt. I survived the Blizzard of 79, and it was Chicago buried in snow. It was the skyline with snow, like, built up to about the 50th floor of the Hancock. Wasn't quite that bad, but there was a lot of snow. But anyway, if I would love to talk to someone who perhaps was working in the Loop at that time, or knows someone who's working in the Loop, and has a personal story about it, because I just watched it on TV, and I was fascinated like everybody else was, and it was stunning to watch. The news coverage was like an all-day thing, and of course I watched it all. But I would love if you worked in the Loop at the time, or your family, someone in your family did, or you have like a personal story about the Great Chicago Flood. Nobody was hurt, nobody was killed. Many people were fired after what happened. But you know, it was pretty amazing to watch, and I watched the whole thing unfold. Personally, I was just laying on the couch, depressed because a girl had just broken up with me. Was a shocker that happened. But I've mentioned her on the show before, Leslie Presley. Leslie Presley. I was dating Leslie Presley, and she busted up with me about 3 weeks before this happened, maybe a month before it happened. And today is her birthday, so it was her birthday that day, 25 years ago. And we had, you know, I was talking about plans to take her out. We were going to go to dinner. I was going to do some really nice stuff for her. So I was very depressed that day. So I was just sitting on the couch, all depressed. I was probably drinking, and all of a sudden this thing happens. And I will always associate this Chicago flood with this horrible mood I was in, this heartbreak, horrible, sad mood I was in. And I will always associate the Chicago flood with Leslie Presley's birthday, which is, you can't unassociate it because it's her birthday and it happened on that day. But it was just there's this weird, vivid image I have of me in a certain state of mind watching hours of coverage of the flood in downtown Chicago. And if you were part of it, or you know somebody who was part of it, I would love to hear a story. 312-981-7200. Our own Bill Curtis, you know, he was hosting a show on A&E. Well, he hosted like several shows on A&E, but they did a show called New Explorers was the name of the show, and they did an episode in 1998 where Bill Curtis narrated and recreated the Chicago flood and how algebra and geometry helped to fix the Chicago flood. And we're going to hear a little bit from that a little bit later on, just because we want to hear Bill Curtis dramatically describe the Chicago flood, because that's who you want. If you want somebody to narrate or describe the Great Chicago Flood of 1992, top on the list is Bill Curtis. So we'll hear a little bit of that. But it was really unbelievable. The story behind it was crazy. It's 25 years after the Chicago flood paralyzed downtown. And by the way, this is from a Chicago Tribune article that went up just about 10, 12 hours ago. So it's up at Chicago Tribune if you want to read the whole thing. It paralyzed downtown, shutting down power and prompting an evacuation that would affect financial markets, bring business to halt for days. Those who were there vividly recall that spring day when 124 million gallons of water from the Chicago River flowed into the city's maze of underground freight tunnels and building basements, turning the loop into a ghost town. John Russick, vice president for interpretation and education at the Chicago History Museum, said it was one of the most critical stories of Chicago. If you call yourself a Chicagoan, you know what's on a Chicago-style hot dog, you know who Shoeless Joe Jackson was, and you know when the Chicago flood happened. The flood marked a turning point for the city and downtown building owners. The unexpected crisis prompted officials to put emergency plans and other safety measures in place that have kept tunnels in use and avoided other disasters over the years. So although the flood was on April 13, 1992, was mainly out of sight, lurking 40 feet below the street's surface, it wreaked visible havoc. And there was a mass exodus from downtown. Thousands and thousands of workers packed onto standing room only buses for free rides, while trains had to be rerouted to elevated tracks. Traffic lights stopped working. Streets lined with restaurants, including Marshall Field's, were deserted. People were all over the streets. The Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange closed. Banks were unable to process transactions. Workers were rushed to save important documents, including Cook County birth, death, and marriage certificates dating back to 1871 that were stored in subterranean levels of office buildings. Governor Jim Edgar and President George H.W. Bush declared Chicago a disaster area, and it caused at least $1 billion in damages and business losses. Incredible. So today's the 25th anniversary. If you have any stories and you want to jump in, if you were there or somebody was there, 312-981-7200. But we'll talk a little bit about it, and we'll get to hear Bill Curtis's dramatic remembrance of the Chicago flood, which happened 25 years ago today. All right, we'll take a break. The news is coming up next. Yeah. It does, actually. Triple Play Thursday. That's the second of the Jay Giles Band requests. Tons of texters and area codes. Lou, Scott, Patrick as well. That's our first Triple Play Thursday of the morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. So we were talking about the Great Chicago Flood, which actually happened 25 years ago today, where basically the loop was completely shut down when over 124 million gallons of water from the Chicago River flowed into the underground freight tunnels and businesses and buildings and basements. And it was an absolute insanity. And I watched it unfold on television in a sort of depressed haze after a breakup. And those are vivid memories that I have about it. But I would love to hear your memories of it, or if you just watched it on TV. But if you were there, or you know people who were down in the loop when that happened, we would love to hear from you if you've got any stories. And we've got some texts coming in if you want to jump in talking about the Chicago flood of 1992. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. As I mentioned before, there was an A&E show called New Explorers, which was narrated and written and produced by the great Bill Curtis, whose voice you hear on this radio station. And we have a little bit of that just so we can hear Bill Curtis, being the great dramatic Bill Curtis that he is, describing this 25-year-old event that just happened this morning. Here we go.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis. This old tunnel plays a major role in this episode of the New Explorers, and so does mathematics. Math is the language of engineers. It's the perfect tool to explore nature. It's the measurement of space and quantity. We don't think of it like that to most of us. Math is something you get through in school. That's why it may come as a shock that in this recreation of a major disaster, math is the hero. We do want to caution our more sensitive young viewers. What you are about to see is a real-life application of algebra and geometry that works.
I love Bill Curtis, man.
The city's just waking up, like a great stadium waiting for the games to begin. It's the calm before the storm. Giant department stores prepare for the rush. This is the miracle of the industrial age. In just a few hours, 1 million workers will fill 12 square blocks and empty them 8 hours later. Like a huge organism coming to life, the river of workers will need flowers, magazines, coffee. Make that coffee and donuts. A shine for the meeting. Gonna buy low today, sell high. A million jobs. A million chores. Walking. Riding. Getting. Not knowing that this morning, April 13th, 1992, something is different. The Chicago Fire Department gets the first call. Merchandise Mart. Water is pouring into a sub-basement. Several blocks away, another basement. More water. There's been no rain. Where's it coming from? There is a clue. Under an old bridge, city workers see a small whirlpool in the river. What could it mean? By 9:30, city engineers are on the bridge. Only the old-timers can guess what happened. They know about the catacombs of freight tunnels that burrow beneath the buildings, built to carry coal on small railways. They were abandoned 35 years ago. But if something punctured one directly beneath the river, like water draining out of a bathtub, that would cause the whirlpool on the surface, while underneath the city, now, that's only a nightmarish scenario. The only thing the giant businesses know for sure is that the water is rising dangerously fast. Marshall Fields.
There's three sub-basements, okay? One of them's totally underwater. The second one is partially underwater.
The county building.
So the second basement of the county building as well as the third basement are totally underwater.
Similar reports are coming in throughout the 12 square blocks. The loop is flooding.
There you go. So there's Bill Curtis being all dramatic from the New Explorers show on A&E, describing what happened that day. And it's absolutely crazy. And it was at the bridge that they're talking about was Kinzie Street. That little whirlpool right there, the crack, the leak, the hole and everything, was traced to Kinzie Street Bridge. And they shut down the whole area. It was absolute insanity. If you were there, we've got some texts coming in. If you were there or you have a story about the 25-year-old flood that happened this morning, 312-981-7200. My thanks to Bill Curtis for being awesome. All right. Here's Pat on WGN. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
I was down there on April 13th as a CPA preparing tax returns.
Oh, my God.
It's April 13th. Very, very close.
It's April 13th. That's crazy.
Yes. And this was before e-filing.
Yeah.
This was when everything had to be done with paper.
Yeah.
And I remember very vividly sitting in my office on the telephone with a client saying, I have to leave now. I have to leave. And finally, Chicago PD came in, identified themselves, and said, she's getting out of the building now, click. And then what we did was grab every file we could and walk down 20 flights at 33 North Dearborn.
Oh, my God.
Because that was one of the buildings that the Blue Line ran under. And that building was closed on April 14th. Also, all we could do is grab every file that we could and then try and contact clients out of the office and get as many extensions as we could.
Man, oh, man. Now, when did you get back? When were you able to go back to your office?
On the 15th.
On the 15th?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
On the 15th. And that's, and so there was a whole lot of paper running.
I bet.
And, it was chaotic, to say the least.
Now, what was it like getting home when they finally said you got to leave the building? I mean, how did you get home? Did you drive? Public transportation?
No, I lived within 2 miles. I walked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm in the north side, and I was within walking distance, and that was what I did.
Okay.
But it was just chaos.
Yeah, I can imagine.
For everybody else that was trying to get to suburban homes.
Right, I would imagine.
Yeah.
All right, Pat, that's a great story. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Okay, take
Bye
care.
Now.
You never even think about that. She's a CPA. It's April 13th. She's got clients who are like, we got 2 days to get this in. Sorry, I got to leave. There's water in the building. So crazy. Let's see. 847 area code says that today, 25 years ago today, I was sitting in a ravine in Lake Forest during the Great Flood. It was the same day that Vice President Quayle came into town for a Republican fundraiser. Oh, my God. And I was working with the Secret Service providing security at the mansion. It was an incredibly crappy day. Traffic was really bad due to the flood, and Quayle's motorcade made it impossible. I forgot that Quayle came to town. Wow. All right. Okay, we got to take a break. We got weather, we got traffic, and then we got a few more of these stories here from the Great Chicago Flood, which happened 25 years ago today. Yes. I must have got lost. I must have got lost. Give away the days you met. Yeah. Lou Scott Patrick and several area code texters requested. For Triple Play Thursday, Jay Giles Band. That's your third of the Triple Play. Yeah! Jay Giles Band here on a Thursday morning. Coming up after 4, we are going to play another edition of Would Esmeralda Buy That? Where we describe actual items that you might see on television or infomercials or online. We describe them, and then Dan and Vic and myself vote on whether or not we think Esmeralda would actually buy that item. And if you'd like to play at home, play along at home, you got to like us on Facebook and check it out, facebook.com/Nick D Show. You'll see pictures of the actual items so that you can look at the pictures, hear us talk about them, and then you can vote at home as well. So that's coming up. Right now, though, we're talking about today, April 13th, marks the 25th anniversary of the Great Chicago Flood that basically shut down the loop and cost millions of dollars in damage. Chicago was declared a disaster area, and a million of people are trying to get home, leaving and evacuating the Loop area. It was a crazy, crazy day, and we were just talking about if you have any stories, if you were there, you have someone who was there, 312-981-7200. We got some texts coming in. Don says, I drove a truck every day through the Loop at that time. It was a disaster. Everywhere I drove, there were fire hoses, and here I am trying to deliver 100-pound bags of flour. Jeez. Sharon says, my father and grandfather were both carpenters, and they helped work the deep tunnels that were developed because of the flood. They were literally lowered 1,000 feet underground. They showed me the pictures, and it was insane. Yeah. Ron says, I remember it because it was opening day at Sox Park. We made it to the game, but trying to get through the city was insanity. And that was the new park then, too. Comiskey had just opened the year before. And then Margaret in Carbondale said, I was driving through Hubbard's Cave going north and noticed water seeping through a crack in the wall. Later they then shut down the Kennedy because of the flooding. It's crazy how far reaching this whole thing was, Dan. You know, I mean, could you imagine like driving through like I always think about that, like the Lincoln Tunnel in New York. It's got to be freaky, right?
Oh,
like if
sure.
Something cracks and there's water pouring in. Well, you saw daylight. With Stallone? Didn't you see daylight?
No, I can't say that.
Oh, you've never seen daylight with Stallone? That's the premise. They're in a tunnel and it cracks and then there's crazy flooding. So, all right. I'm surprised that nobody made a movie out of this. You know?
Yeah, you'd figure that.
Or at least a TV movie. You know? 773 area code. says that I worked at 30 North LaSalle at the time and had a jury duty that day in the suburbs. We had it on TV. It was weird and unbelievable seeing the flood. We got paid but did not work for days. Yeah. Well, how lucky is it that it's the one time you're lucky to have jury duty? you can watch it on TV and go, hey, that's where I work.
Right, and they have jury duty in the suburbs, yeah. No less. Yeah. You know, I mean.
Wild Bill said that the IRS eventually extended the tax deadline for Chicago after that flood. Well, that makes sense. I mean, you'd have to. You know, businesses closing down for a week, couple of days. I mean, that's, you know, on April 13th, you'd have to give them an extension on that. 262 area code says, I remember one channel news had Larry Schreiner explaining the tunnel system with a diorama he made out of. I'm sorry. Let me just once again, because I read this cold, so I don't know what to expect. But here again, 262 says, I remember there's one channel on the news. It had Larry Schreiner explaining the tunnel system with a diorama he made out of toilet paper tubes. Larry Schreiner, man. That's outstanding. I am honored to be inducted into the Walk of Fame alongside Larry Schreiner this year. Fantastic. You got to love Larry. That's fantastic. Toilet paper tubes? Oh, man. So, but it was just crazy. I remember watching the whole thing and, you know, people being interviewed and Mayor Daley had to come out and, you know, make an emergency speech. And then, like, the aftermath when they, you know, they found out what happened was in January of 1992, a cable company was down in one of the tunnels near Kinzie, I think. And they were like, you know, there's some cracks in here. There's water. And this was in January of 1992. So, you know, 4 months maybe before. And they were like, yeah, there's cracks in the wall down here. You're going to have some flooding. And then the city was like, yeah, all right, whatever. And seriously, this is true. And so what they did was they waited for the lowest offer from you know, construction people. And they waited and waited and waited. They were waiting for the lowest offer to come in. And then, boom, this happens. From what I understand, if I remember correctly, at least 8 people got canned. Daley went on a rampage. And I'm surprised like 55,000 people weren't fired. It cost so much money. And then they had to build new tunnels down there. It took so long for everything to dry out. The insane thing was for days afterwards, there would be footage of people in basements with squeegees, and they would have like giant blowers, like air blowers to try to blow it out. There were fish in the basement of many, like fish, live fish, swimming around in the basement of many buildings in the loop. And the stench, dear God, the stench. People were talking about, I mean, that's the Chicago River. It's the Chicago River, man. That's the water that's going into the basements of your building.
Jasmine just checked in a second ago, and she said, was the dirtier water dirtier back then? She's trying to comprehend it.
It's the Chicago River, man. It is what it is. And I bet there was still green in it. It was April 13th. I bet there was still green in it from St. Patrick's Day. But that's just absolute insanity. It's completely nuts. And it took, like, you know, like restaurants – lost their business. I think it was 2 restaurants closed down. Carson Perry Scott was closed for like a week. They didn't know. They were the last business to reopen after the flood in the loop. Crazy. And just watching all the footage of people just, and it wasn't like people were, you know, it was weird because they had to leave, but there was no visible signs of, you know, there's nothing exploding or anything. It's just people just kind of walking across the bridge. There's thousands of people just like walking across the bridge. It was like the most calm and relaxed evacuation ever. But there's just a ton of people. Nobody's running. Nobody got hurt. Just, oh, we got to go. There's flood. Amazing. All right. That was 25 years ago today. So celebrate accordingly. All right. We'll take a break. We come back. We got the news. And then it's time for Would Esmeralda Buy That? All right. We'll be right back. All right. How you doing? Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio in the Tribune Tower on the 7th floor. We are here until 5 a.m. Yeah, and it's Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. Here's the thing. Now, if we were really like an FM, if I was like a real FM jock and I got a request Triple Play Thursday for Yes, that would take up an hour and a half of the show. Three Yes songs would probably take up an hour and a half. So, and I love Yes. That's Mike. Mike also loves Yes. That was Roundabout by Yes. Most of my friends have a saying, which is say no to Yes. all right. Hey, good morning, everybody. Hi. How's everybody doing this morning? All right. So we do this thing here, Esmeralda Leon, who does traffic in the hut. How's the hut this morning, Esmeralda? There's no leaks in the hut, are there?
No, I thatched the thatch.
Yeah.
What is it?
You thatched the thatch. Yeah. Yeah.
I fixed it. So no leaks here.
Someone just texted in before the news that they wanted to remind us that, indeed, there were guys trying to plug the hole with mattresses back during the during the flood.
Okay.
But seriously, there was footage of people with vacuum cleaners in reverse for like days, just like with squeegees and mops. It just a mess, and it stunk.
Yeah, that vac. Who does the wet vac, the wet dry vac? Whoever does that wet dry vac,
yeah.
They must have made a killing.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
Yeah, they probably shipped tons of them downtown. So, all right, so the hut's nice and dry.